Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. It's Random Acts of Kindness Week, and I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, president of the Mutare Group, parent company of Ask Dr. Rhonda, and Mutare Hypnosis, where we help clients reach goals that matter to you. Our new show sponsor is Mutare Hypnosis, which is located at 60 State Street, Boston. We also work by Skype. You can find us on the web at www.mutarehypnosis.com. That's www.mutarehypnosis.com. You can reach us by email at info@mutarehypnosis.com. If you're struggling to stay motivated towards a weight loss goal, an academic goal, stop smoking, hypnosis can help. Worried about areas around work, your personal life, career, things stressing you out, can't sleep, hypnosis can help. No medication side effects. Call 617-266-3057 for your free phone consultation and discuss it with us. Let's see if we can help you. You won't know if you don't ask. Today's message is about Random Acts of Kindness Week. That's the RAK that I posted on Facebook and LinkedIn. I want to talk to you overachievers out there. You know who you are. You are my friends, my peers, my people. I want you to think about using your secret power of overachieving to help someone else. I know you're busy doing your own thing, and this is all very important and all the stuff you're trying to get done, but if you stop long enough to help someone else, well, it's good for you, and it also allows you to make positive changes in somebody else's life. We have record snow here in Boston. I've lived here all my life. I mean, I travel a lot, but I've lived here all my life. We have record snow. Snow has never been as deep in Boston in recorded history, probably since the Ice Age, as it is now, but there you have it. Nothing we can do about it. For those of you who are within the sound of my voice, you've got power now. If you didn't have it before, it's working now. I would suggest to you, if it's not safe for you to go out, there are many things you can still do to help other people. There's all sorts of studies that have been done. You might think this odd, is that if you look up Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, there's actually some science behind kindness that shows that it improves our pheromones and hormone levels. It's like everything else. Once you get better at being kinder to other people, it becomes more normal, more natural to you. Compassion and kindness is something that we often struggle with trying to teach children because, well, frankly, some of them it doesn't come that easily. Anybody here read Lord of the Flies? It doesn't take that long for civilization to fall down. But those of us who've studied it have sorted out that being kind to other people has a comeback to us, which is while we're being kind, we are, in fact, engaging in positive activities. So while I don't necessarily want you to do a random act of kindness to help yourself, but it is a side effect that you can easily get by helping other people. Now, when I say help other people, everybody can get out and shovel somebody else out. When you do get out, when you get into your car, can you pick up an extra loaf of bread or an extra carton of milk or something else to bring to a neighbor who's nearby you who maybe can't get out? Is there something you could do to help somebody else? If you've got a cake mix in your fridge or cookie mix in your cabinet, you could make and bring half of them to a neighbor. It doesn't have to be a lot of carrying on to do an activity, but you just want to drop it off and keep it moving. When they thank you, just say, you're welcome, and leave. This is the universal remedy. When somebody says something nice to you, you just don't argue with them about it. Just say thank you or you're welcome and hippity-hop. I want you to think about how you can make things better for someone else. So as I say, if it's not safe for you to go out, call a friend and ask how they are doing. If they ask you how you're doing, you tell them, fantastic. Nobody wants to hear you whining about crap anyhow. But no whining or carrying on about the snow. Remember, it's your job to bring the good news, to listen to them a little bit, be encouraging. If you're new to this, I would suggest, if you haven't made a lot of these phone calls or dealt with people much trying to be positive or upbeat or do something good for somebody else, is don't reach out to Debbie Downer or Debbie or Dan Downer on your first call. Call a cheerful person, somebody who will thank you for helping them. This will encourage you. So when you get to the tough folk, because there's some people you think the sun never shone on them, and they're really hard to call and say good things to. You can do it, but don't, you know, you don't want to run into, you know, have a fight with Bruce Lee your first day at the dojo. Those of you old enough remember Bruce Lee or who are Kung Fu fans. You don't want to fight Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. You don't want to fight Mike Tyson now. You want to break into doing random acts of kindness gently. I mean, there was the whole story about people on the tollway, on the highway, when they actually had toll takers, which you may or may not still have. Somebody said, I'm paying the toll for the person behind me. As a stranger, you're never going to get anything back from that. Just doing a good deed. In this kind of weather, if your neighbors are out shoveling and carrying on, maybe you can't shovel, can you make hot chocolate? Can you do something like that? It's something simple, nothing complicated. Planning doing good deeds, I also think, is a good thing as well. I mean, you get positive vibes and energy while you're working with other folks. There's a school of thought, and there's also a book written by a guy named Stephen Post, which is called The Hidden Gifts of Helping. Statistics show that, according to Christine Carter, Raising Happiness in Pursuit of Joyful Kids and Happier Parents, that helping children exercise, which triggers all kinds of endorphins and those sorts of things, is actually good for them. And we grown-ups benefit from those endorphins as well. If you have children and they're out shoveling, you can go out and supervise them a little bit maybe, or join in for a little bit, and then let them do the real work, because it's good for them too. People 55 and older who volunteer for two or more organizations have an impressive 44% lower likelihood of dying. And that's after sifting out every contributing factor, including physical health, exercise, gender, habits like smoking, marital status, and more. So there are people, this is again according to Christine Carter, who just volunteering to help other people helps us live longer. And those of you who should know in your lives, you know the people who are getting it done. Many of my friends now, I don't know how they're who retired or semi-retired. I'm thinking, how in the world did you ever work all the good deed doing you're getting done? So something to consider. If you want to live longer, go be nice to somebody else. Giving to others reduces depression and improves well-being. That's something we talked about before the holidays, about people being depressed because they were alone, working, they're traveling, they didn't have time to really put up a real holiday thing. I encourage you to go volunteer and help someone else. Stephen Post of Case Western University, School of Medicine, says research shows that when we give ourselves, especially when we start young, everything from life satisfaction to self-realization and physical health is significantly improved. Mortality is delayed, depression is reduced, well-being and good fortune are increased. So if you're a positive influence, you likely have lower depression and it improves your sense of well-being. Dr. David Hamilton says, committing to acts of kindness lowers blood pressure. And not to go too crazy about all of the physiological aspects of this, I'm prepared to believe it. Acts of kindness create emotional warmth, which releases a hormone known as oxytocin. Oxytocin causes the release of a chemical called nitric oxide, which dilates blood pressures, dilates blood vessels, reduce blood pressure. Therefore, oxytocin is known as a cardioprotective hormone. It protects the heart by lowering blood pressure. Helping others increases energy. Back to Christine Carter again of UC Berkeley, Greater Good Science Center. About half of participants in one study report they feel stronger and more energetic after helping others. Many also reported feeling calmer and less depressed and increased feelings of self-worth. So sometimes and this is one of these odd things about we American folk, is that we're rugged individualists, yet humankind is not meant to be ruggedly individual. We're meant to be sort of creatures together in groups. And until relatively recently, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, we were kind of stuck together with each other. We weren't able to spread out too far away, and civilization, if you will, urban settings has brought us closer back together again, but only in physical proximity, not in emotional proximity. And the difference is by committing random acts of kindness, perhaps, if you will, you are then more tied into part of humanity that wants us to work together in groups, to be a positive influence on each other. So it's important to consider how doing kind things might actually increase your own personal happiness. I would hope you would want to be happy, and you can be happy, even in difficult circumstances. I mean, history is filled with stories of people who've been through horrible situations. We just had an anniversary for the end of World War II. We also had one for the liberation of the Nazi prison camps. These are things we should never forget, but it's important to remember there were people in those camps who are alive today who are not cranky or hostile. Now we're finally getting some of them to tell their stories, which is horrible, that what they went through. Horrible. Horrible. But they have to tell us, just as our friends in the civil rights movement have to tell us what happened so we can make sure it doesn't happen again. But if these people can be cheerful and upbeat and have, you know, be proud of their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren, who are we, because we have to shovel a little snow, to be upset about it? I would encourage you to consider how you can help somebody else be happier by you being happier and reaching out to them. It also allows you to help create positive connections to other people. And this is one of the things I talk with business owners about all the time. And they're saying, oh, I don't have any clients. Or this and that. When people come to your business or they call you up to talk about business, if you answer the phone and you say, hi, can I help you? Not really going to draw people to being close to you. Hey, how can I help you? What do you need today? Be upbeat. And after a while, you begin to feel upbeat yourself. Now, there's some University of Wisconsin has done some studying that says that kindness can be taught, which those of you who have raised children or been a child, no, you can teach people to be kind. And not enough of it's going on because we have rampant bullying. We forgot how to teach people to be kind. The University of Wisconsin says that it's kind of like weight training. We found that people can actually build the compassion muscle and respond to others' suffering with care and a desire to help. But you have to teach people how to do this. A lot of us were not gifted with these skills on the front end. We kind of learn them over time, that by being kind and compassionate to other people, we in turn receive kindness and compassion. If you don't radiate out kindness and compassion, how did you expect to get it back? So I want you to think about how you can do that with other people in your life. Can you be kind? Can you call a friend of yours this afternoon, maybe you haven't talked to in a little while, or maybe you have talked to, and just stop long enough instead of gossiping with them today or saying bad things about other folks. Just take a minute, and for some people, this does require a little bit of planning on the front end. What is it you want to say? Maybe you just want to thank them for being your friend, or say, hey, yesterday I was feeling kind of down, and thanks for cheering me up. Let them know they helped you when you were feeling kind of down. So this is important to think about how what you could do to make things better for other people. And as I tell you, one of the advantages that comes back is that you begin to feel better about yourself. We talked a little bit about that on the front end, saying, you know, that people over 55, they volunteer time, live longer than folks who don't. So considering how you might do things in a more positive, upbeat way, it's not, you know, we have this idea, some people have this idea that being kind is a sign of weakness. That's crazy talk. Don't pay attention to those people. Those are the same people that brought you this crazy idea that women can't work together. Women work together all the time. Not all women want to work together. Not all people are going to be kind. But you can be one of the kind people making positive progress to help other people have a more upbeat life, to do something else that's a good thing in somebody else's life, that you can learn how to do random acts of kindness. Can you do something simple? That doesn't have to be expensive or spend a lot of money on it, but it has a meaning for other people. You never know whose life you've touched just by saying good morning to them or just by saying, can I help you with your bag into the house? Simple things you can do. It doesn't have to be that complicated. You can be the good news in somebody else's life. Now remember, our shows are sponsored by Mutare Hypnosis. I want to thank you for listening today. Please feel free to pass this audio along to any of your friends. Send them the link. Remember, the more people you encourage, the more people will encourage you. And that will help you move closer to your goals as you make progress in this life and however many other ones you have going for you. So I want you to consider that you can use the tools within you, you little overachiever you, and get out there and go help somebody else. So thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda.